help us to commence this evening with hymn 1034. Jesus, my soul's athirst for thee, absent from thee I cannot rest. Come now, reveal thyself to me, I cannot leave thy throne unblessed. 1034. Together from the Word of God, from two Psalms, first Psalm 27, then Psalm 57. Reading together from Psalm 27 and then Psalm 57.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When thou saidst, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me, put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help, leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Psalm 57. Be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge, until these calamities be overpast. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up, Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me, into the midst whereof they are fallen themselves. Selah. My heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Awake up, my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations, for thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, let thy glory be above all the earth. May the Lord bless those two portions of his word of truth to us. Help us to venture to the throne of grace, calling upon his name. O Lord, our God, thou who art holy, just and true, and we who are poor, ruined sinners, seeking to approach thee, who art holy. And, O Lord, we do know of a truth, and are conscious of it, that where thou dost dwell, and thy presence with thy people, then, dear Lord, we are brought to know the truth, that the ground whereupon we stand is holy ground. How can we then, Lord, approach unto thee, who art sin, and who art vile and evil in our hearts, and feel it to be so? We thank thee that it is through the person and the merits of thy dearly beloved Son, our acceptance unto God the Father, through what Christ has done for our souls. And, O, we thank thee that, Lord, thou dost ever live to make intercession for us. So, Lord, we venture to the throne of grace, pray that thou wilt look down upon this assembly of thy people. Thou knowest each one that have appeared before thee at this time. Thou seest us all together. Thou lookest upon the heart. O Lord, prepare us to approach unto thee. O, that thou wouldest come, Lord, by thy Spirit, and come forth, remove all the buyers and the sellers from our poor hearts, and, O, that a precious Christ may be revealed to us, our all in all. O, do help us, Lord, then, as we seek to draw near unto thee. Bless us with thy promised help, thy presence, thy Spirit upon us. Incline each heart unto thee, in faith and love to thy name, and do work in us each to will and to do of thy good pleasure, that this evening hour, our time spent together, may be a good time and a profitable time, and that thou wilt visit each soul and bless each soul with a living portion, we pray thee, by and through those rich streams of salvation that flow out of Zion, and, O, the person of Christ revealed and manifested in all the blessedness of his person, that our poor souls may indeed be blessed, that we might know those sweet streams of living waters flowing in to refresh us and to renew us, to revive us, to restore us, to bring us again near to thee, to feel after thee, and to be blessed this evening with a portion from thyself. Lord, come to our great needs. O Lord, we pray that thy Spirit indeed may bless to us thy word, that it may be a good word and a seasonable word, and that that word indeed may cause our souls to live, to have life, and to have it more abundantly in the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, undertake for us then. We come before thee, Lord, poor, needy and helpless, but all depending, trusting and looking alone upon thee, that thou wilt come to all our help. We thank thee, Lord, for all thy care and thy keeping towards us through this day that is now past. We thank thee, Lord, that we can understand a little of the blessing and the truth that we are in thy hands and under thy care and under thy keeping, of which, Lord, we seek and ask for each and every day, that thou wilt, Lord, be that one present with us to lead us forth through this barren wilderness and unto all those things that are important and lawful for us to do here below. And may we thank thee, Lord, for the measure of renewed health and strength this day. May we thank thee, Lord, that thou hast provided and supplied all our needs, both temporally and then also spiritually, and that, Lord, we have seen naught but thy good and gracious hand towards and upon us. And we can repeat, Lord, the truth that thou hast done all things well concerning us. And, O Lord, we do pray that we might be helped to commit all our cause and our concerns unto thee here below, that thou wilt look down upon us, Lord, and lead us forth in that right way, or that way, Lord, that is consistent with thy holy and thy sovereign will in all things, that path that thou hast ordained for us, that we should pass through here below, ordained before time began, but helping us to pass through that path. And though, Lord, in that path, that there may indeed be those difficulties, those trials, those things, Lord, in our path that try our faith, that trouble us, that burden our souls. And, O Lord, we do pray that thou wilt bear us up and support and strengthen us, Lord, as we are brought to pass through this way. We remember, Lord, the great troubles and the trials that thy servant Paul was brought to pass through. Thou didst say to him that he would suffer many things for thy name's sake. Oh, but having obtained help of God, I continue to this day. Oh, that thou didst draw near. Oh, that thou wast his helper, and his faith was in thee and in thy word. For, O Lord, thou hast promised that thou wilt bless thy people, and that there is help laid upon one that is mighty, even the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, what mercy it is that thou dost appear for us to help us to continue. And, O Lord, we have the blessing of thy word and thy truth, that whatsoever condition, whatsoever path that thy people are brought to pass through, that thou wilt never leave them nor forsake them. Lord, may we be encouraged by thy word. May we be encouraged that the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Where thou art very near to thy people, doth behold them, and thine eye is always upon the righteous. And O Lord, they are the portion of thine inheritance. O the apple of thine eye, Lord, look down upon us and help us to continue. We're poor, we're weak and helpless in and of ourselves, O Lord. But oh, we do thank thee, Lord, that thou art that one indeed who is able to meet all our case and need in the gospel as it may arise. So, Lord, we do pray, help us to continue and be with us in all our path. And, O Lord, we are conscious, Lord, of not only, Lord, the path that we walk out here below, and, yes, Lord, the many enemies that are in our path, and whereby, Lord, we have to continue, world, flesh, and devil. O Lord, do grant that grace, sufficient grace, to continue. Help us to flee, Lord, this world and all temptation and all evil, and all the enemy of souls, that one, O Lord, is an inveterate foe to thy church and thy people, an adversary indeed, whoever seeketh to devour a lion indeed. And, O Lord, we look to thee. Oh, that where sin abounds, oh, that thy grace may much more abound in our poor souls, Lord, and that we might be helped, Lord, by our faith to overcome, overcoming faith, Lord, do grant it. And, Lord, we are not only enemies without, but all those mighty ones within, conscious, Lord, of the solemn truth day by day, of that inward conflict, Lord, that warfare, Lord, that continues, the old man of sin rising up, and over the new man of grace, Lord, sin, and all the solemn truth of the corruptions of the heart. And, O Lord, thou knowest how that we come to thee, Lord, in our closets, Lord, and commit these things to thee, Lord, those things that we cannot tell another. But, Lord, we thank thee that we can come to thee. And, O Lord, mercy is with thee. Lord, may we know the blessedness of our pardon and plead that precious blood that did for sin atone. And, oh, we do believe that thy servant, John the Baptist, oh, he knew the truth and the blessing, beholding thee coming to him. Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. And, oh, we do believe without any doubt whatsoever the blessing that he knew, Lord, of the corruptions of his own heart, but that sin which Jesus, the Lamb of God, was able to wash away through his precious sin atoning blood. Lord, we do thank thee for the fountain of that blood flows today. And Lord, we thank thee that thou dost heal and restore, and it is our mercy alone. Lord, be with thy people here that gather together week by week in thy name. Thou knowest, Lord, how that we pray, Lord, that there may indeed be that true reviving in the midst, that true godliness, Lord, and the hearts, Lord, of sinners turn to Thee. Oh, not only do we rejoice in Thy salvation, but we want others also to rejoice in Thy salvation. And Lord, oh, that there may each one here gathered, oh, that they might know, Lord Jesus, that work begun in their souls, that need of a Saviour, the solemn truth of sin. Lord, we do pray that Thou wilt appear, and yet, Lord Jesus, gather Thy people to Thyself. We pray for the enlarging of Thine inheritance. Lord, we live in a dark and evil day. Wickedness aboundeth around us, Lord, on every hand, Lord. Oh, but what a mercy it is to be found in the ordinances of Thy house, and oh, to seek Thy face, seeking for mercy, Lord, we do pray. Each and every one that gather here, the youngest to the eldest, that Thy rich mercy may flow down towards them, and that they might know that saving grace through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, awaken all many souls, Lord, this day. Reveal and manifest, Lord, the solemn truth of sin. Open their hearts, Lord, as Thou didst open the heart of Lydia. And oh, that there may be those that shall put on a profession of their faith in Jesus. Lord, we commit these things to Thee, and that Thou wilt work it by Thy grace and power. Save and redeem. Oh, let Thy people here rejoice again over one sinner that repenteth. Lord, be with each and Thy sent servants. We pray for the proclamation of the gospel. Lord, do appear, we pray Thee, and use them as instruments of usefulness in Thy hand. Oh, that a precious Christ may be revealed in the good news of salvation to sinners. Oh, may Thy people be comforted, Lord, through the word. And then, Lord, we pray that through the ministry of the word, through Thy Spirit, oh, that there may indeed in this land of ours be those that shall be brought in, and, Lord, also to plead Thy name for their Saviour. Lord, we pray then, be with Thy people here, be with each unable to attend. We prayerfully commit them to Thee, Lord. Look down upon them where they are, visit them, Thy salvation, keep them and preserve them, Lord. And we pray, Lord, oh, that there may still be a drawing near to Thee in prayer and praise and worship. Do be with Thy servant, Lord, and help him that he might speak in Thy name this evening hour. O Lord, show him what to say, Lord, and through Thy Spirit teach him. And, O Lord, we do pray that Thou wilt open up the word to his soul, and, O, that he might be helped to preach it forth. Through Thy Spirit, apply it to the hearts of each and every one. Lord, that none shall go forth from this Thy house of prayer unmoved or unconcerned in respect of Thy salvation. So, Lord, we seek these mercies that both sower and reaper may rejoice together. We ask these things in and through the name and person our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
hymn number 915. Why, O my soul, art thou dismayed? Why in these tents of sorrow grown? On what of thy fond hope been stayed, still seeking rest, but finding none? 915.
Seeking the help of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, we would seek to draw your attention to Psalm 27, and we will read together from verse 13. Psalm 27, reading together from verse 13, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I was wrestling quite hard this morning in respect of a word to bring before you, and seem to have another word that did rest upon my spirit for a little while. But as time went on, I didn't seem to have any clear insight into it. And still labouring and praying, I thought, those things that have come upon us as a people, those who follow the Lord, those who seek Him, I thought of our chapels, our denomination. I thought of the fewness of the numbers. I thought how that at this time there are those that troubled, concerned engagements at this time of year, and seem to have many more vacancies seeking the ministry. And the deep concern and the prayer over these matters. And then those things that are about us and in this nation of ours. Many things to trouble us, to concern us, to burden our spirit. And then, dear friends, ourselves and sin. The solemn truth of a fallen carnal nature still within us, still revealing itself. And it is these words. I only managed to perhaps think for a few moments before I came out. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And I pray the Lord may give me something to say about these words, and that He would apply it to each of our souls through His Spirit. It is a wonderful psalm. It is a psalm, David, a psalm where he also was in great trouble. Many things came upon him and in his path. It appears that he was unable to visit the Lord's house, that he was indeed in the wilderness still at this time. But he was enabled, even though in that wilderness place. Dear friends, it must have been a trouble and a trial to him. His soul must have fainted so many times. You see, the Lord, by and through His servant Samuel, had crowned him, that he should become king over Israel. And dear friends, he went forth into that wilderness year after year after year, and everything seemed to be so unlikely. everything so uncertain. And he said at one point that he would surely perish at the hands of Saul. Oh, his spirit, dear friends, must have been surely bowed down, broken up. Couldn't see the truth. Well, it was a promise, really, wasn't it? He had been crowned to become king of Israel. And yet this dear man, a fugitive, roaming around in this wilderness from cave to cave, that was his dwelling. That was most times his safety. But oh, year after year, his poor soul must have fainted within him. But oh, he did come to those times and seasons of a visit from the Lord. Oh, this truth, I had fainted. And he did faint, I believe. He made many mistakes. Many mistakes. Fled to Achish, king of Gath. That was a solemn mistake. He fled because of the fear of Saul. But he fled into another camp, an enemy's camp. And they were the enemies of the Lord and the enemies of his people. Thinking that he would be done with Saul and that he would be safe in the enemy's camp. Dear friends, his poor soul fainted there, didn't it? Oh, he became afraid. Why, this man here, the princes beheld him. Saul had slain his thousands, but this man his tens of thousands. He was afraid. And see the solemn place that David came to. He fainted within him. But you see the truth. Unless I had believed the throne of grace, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his trouble. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Dear friends, many things may come upon us and in our path to cause and to bring about faintings within our souls. David experienced many of them. I know that these three first words of our text, I had fainted, were inserted, dear friends, by those that were appointed, the translators and so forth. But I believe that they are the true and the appropriate words by the Holy Spirit. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Dear friends, we must venture to the Lord. Whatever our troubles are, whatever our fears, whatever those things that may come in and upon us and in our path, they were all ordained, dear friends. Yes, what the Lord should ordain trouble to come into our path. The Lord cannot induce sin, dear friends. It is by his sovereign and divine will that these things were appointed for us. And many things to cause our souls to faint within us. But, dear friends, we have one here, one to whom we can turn to, and one who will appear for his people, as he ever left them, as he ever forsaken them, as he ever turned his ear away from thy cry at the throne of grace. Oh, dear friends, I had fainted unless I had believed. Oh, see this truth, and with David also. Many opposed him, many came against him. Dear friends, we must venture to the Lord. Is he indeed all our faith, believing faith? Less I had believed. Dear friends, that was the one thing that he leaned upon and trusted in, that he did believe. But I open up that word in a moment. There was one thing that David desired. Though in this wilderness, and it was the blessing of this truth, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. Not in the temple, dear friends, but the tabernacle. And it was there. He knew the blessing of the tabernacle. He knew the Ark of the Covenant. Oh, he knew the precious Christ there that was revealed in types and shadows. But his faith, dear friends, and remembering that Christ was always the hope of Israel, they always looked for him and for his appearing. It was always their hope. Oh, I had fainted unless I had believed. You see, we come to the Lord's house. Do we come with our burdens, with our troubles, with our trials, dear friends? It is a good place to come to the Lord's house. It is a good place to tell the Lord all about our troubles and our trials and those things that beset us in our path. Let us follow the will of the Lord, dear friends. Do not let us try and escape and find our own way out of our troubles and our trials. Oh, unless I had believed. You see, we've always got the Lord to come to. He's always on hand, dear friends. And these trials that come into our path, friends, they're determined to lead thee to that one who is all thy help and all thy need. We haven't got any other. Whatever your trials, whatever your difficulties at this time, dear friends, I had fainted. David, yes, he had fainted, I believe, many times. His poor soul was overwhelmed within him. But, dear friends, he wasn't at a loss, you know. He had someone to turn to. You know, Jesus is the friend of sinners. That is the mercy, isn't it? And he is the friend of those who have made so many mistakes in their lives. He doesn't break off the friendship, dear friends, like our friends would do if we offended against them. No, this friend, dear friends, sticketh faster than a brother. Oh, the Lord Jesus, I had fainted unless I had believed. Oh, well, one or two things, dear friends, that just came upon my mind in respect of this fainting. And those things that will bring us, dear friends, to a low place. What is it that will bring about this fainting? Why should we be laid so low? I'll tell you why, dear friends, because grace has brought us low. Grace has humbled us, and grace has brought us to nothing, dear friends, in and of ourselves, so that we should be kept weak and poor and helpless, so that all our trust and all our confidence should be placed in and upon one alone, the dear Lord Jesus. And friends, the times to be thankful, to be found in that place, poor and weak and helpless, because then we are strong. That is our strength, our weakness. That was the strength that was given to Paul. He thought that he could manage without that thorn in the flesh, that messenger of Satan. I'll get on much better. I'll be able to preach better. I'll be able to do the work of the Lord much better. I'll be able to bring comfort to the Lord's dear people better. No. 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 The Lord said no. And dear friends, let us look at the Lord. Divine wisdom. Divine wisdom to guide us in all our path. Not man's wisdom, dear friends. That will just lead us into further trouble. Divine wisdom. My grace is sufficient for thee. What was the mercy? Oh, his strength will be made perfect in weakness. That is our strength, isn't it? Our weakness. All sufficient grace. And the Lord, oh, he does want to show this all sufficient grace to his people. Let us not be ashamed to be weak and poor and helpless. It is the best, I've proved many times, it is the best place. Because, dear friends, it will bring us only to look to the Lord, to rely and depend alone upon him for everything. I had fainted. I thought, dear friends, of the faintings of poor Joseph. The word of the Lord came to him. It was by a dream, that's how he spoke in those days. And Joseph, willing to speak about the dreams, told his brethren. He thought that it would be safe to do so, that they would understand that it was the word of the Lord to him. Oh, but they didn't, dear friends. You see, it entered into a carnal heart. Not a renewed heart, a carnal heart. I'm not saying that one or two of them may not have been renewed, but oh, dear friends, when anything like that is spoken, and particularly the dreams that Joseph would sort of have the preeminence over them, and that they should pay obeisance to him or bow down to him, that was just too much. Just too much. You see, nature, carnal nature, it's awful, dear friends. But this truth in the dealings of God, how that Joseph, his poor soul must have fainted within him, the unlikelihood of that word ever coming to pass. The solemn truth in casting to the pit, then the Midianites, then going forth into Egypt and then into Potiphar's house, then a deceiving woman, a lusting woman, and then into the jail, dear friends. Oh, his soul fainted within him. But then this truth, unless I had believed, his faith was in the word. The scriptures inform us that the word of the Lord tried him. whilst he was in fetters, the word of the Lord tried him, proved him, you see. But he hung upon that word. And this is a truth for us. We can hang upon the word and the truth and the promises of the Lord. Oh, when some great difficulty and trial may come into our path, and the word of the Lord has come to us, and it seems so unlikely that it would come to pass. Dear friends, we can hang upon that word. He is faithful who hath promised. He will not let down his people. No, he will not. He will never fail them. He will never forsake them. No, I had fainted. That was the blessing that belonged to Joseph. He had believed. His faith may have come to a very low place at times, but it didn't spark out, did it? No. He still had, as it were, that faith as a grain of mustard seed. He held on to that word. And we have the word of God to hold on to. And friends, that is our safest place. The word of the Lord. Look to the word of the Lord. Oh, pray over the Holy Spirit that the Lord would bless a word to us, preserve us through that word, and help us to hope in it and trust in it. I had fainted unless I had believed. And then there was another truth that I just thought of. I thought of poor Job. Everything taken from him, as it were in a moment of time, his family, his stock and everything. And poor Job, continuing also, and afflicted so much in his body. And then further, his friends come to him, seemingly friendly, but seem to aggravate his condition. But oh, Job, we read that he had that faith, he believed. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Yes, and he is struggling through his affliction. And yet, when he hath tried me, oh dear friends, let us not murmur against the will of the Lord. Let us wait upon him, to trust in him. Friends, he is so good. He is merciful and kind and gracious. Let us trust in him. I had fainted unless I had believed. How could he continue? It was the Lord that upheld him. And just prior to that word, the Lord had given him a little visit. I know that my Redeemer liveth. Oh, he knows all about our poor heart, the faintings, you see, within. And then he comes with a little visit at time. We might come to the Lord's house. Just a word, dear friends, for our poor souls to lift us up, you see, to strengthen us, to help us to continue. Yes, I had fainted. And then there is another truth. You know, we may be brought into troubles and into trials, dear friends, because they're those things, Lord, friends, that we've brought ourselves into. You know, Jonah, he rebelled against the word of the Lord, didn't he? Turned against the word of the Lord. Came into trouble. It was self-procured trouble. It became wayward. and departed from the will of the Lord. And oh, that man, dear friends, it was a man that if I can just find it, it was a man that came into so much trouble. But when he was down in the depths, dear friends, as it were, in hell itself, the reeds wrapped about him, down into the bottoms of the mountains, the earth with her bars was about me forever. And yet when my soul fainted within me, yes, the Lord, he will teach us, he will correct us, he will chastise us, because he loves us, because he loves us. You see, as a father correcteth a son, when my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord. Dear friends, when we're rebelling, when we're turning against the Lord, dear friends, pray not to rebel against the Lord. Ask him to keep thee, to sustain thee, not to turn against his will. No. And always pray, dear friends, that he will always enable thee to come to his house of prayer. Do not forsake that, dear friends. No. Thy soul is most important. And dear friends, to know salvation is the first thing, the only thing, the most needful thing. Do not forsake the Lord's house. Do not forsake his word. Jonah became rebellious. But oh, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto him into thine holy temple. In those days, dear friends, the holy temple represented heaven. That was what it was. His prayer entered up to the Lord God of Sabaoth, to heaven itself. And the Lord heard him and came to him. But this is the truth. I had fainted unless I had believed. Oh, isn't it a mercy? Unless I had believed. I'll just open that truth up a little in a moment. But then we have the solemn truth of our nation today. I don't want to speak of many parts of the world, Europe and so forth. Let us just concentrate on our nation. Oh, how we have offended against the Lord. The ungodliness, the wickedness, and the blasphemy. Blasphemy against his word, the word of God. Blasphemy in respect of the Lord's day and the keeping of it. Blasphemy, the holiness and the righteousness and majesty of God. Blasphemy. And dear friends, those things that are coming in and upon the land, which are absolutely contrary to nature, they say it is natural, men and women, they say it's natural. Far from it. Far from it. I'll just say something, friends, I haven't said it in the pulpit before. I had to work amongst these people, and it's awful to see their lives. Awful indeed. How they conduct themselves. I've had to work with them. only as was necessary to do. But dear friends, the manner of their lives is awful indeed. And we're seeking law and legislation to make it lawful, and it's an abomination to our God. And friends, our poor souls faint within us, do they not, in respect of these things? The awfulness. And they offend against our God. And the judgment of God is upon us. Yes, we have seen it here and there, one way and another. He has still shown mercy. But dear friends, what will be the outcome? We do not know. But this truth, all the calamity and the evil about us, dear friends, what can we say to these things? I just think of another word. I had fainted. And dear friends, it is true. Much fainting of our spirit, bowing down, trembling. Those things that will come upon us, and without any doubt, is God's judgment. I thought of the time that Habakkuk, all the desolation that was going to come upon the land, the destruction, and where Jerusalem and the walls and the temple, although the fig tree shall not blossom. And dear friends, the first year that we moved into our house, there's an orchard behind us, and it was abundant in fruit, much fruit. Last year, dear friends, there was 4 apples on a tree. Do we not see the judgment of our God? Men and women do not see it. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labour of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. What is left for poor Habakkuk? What can he look to? What can we look to? Yet I will rejoice. In the Lord I will joy, in the God of my salvation. We can continue. I had fainted unless I had believed. Oh, there's something for our poor souls here to hang upon, to hold on to. Something that will not fail, something that will not give way. And that is what God has done in Christ. Oh, this is the word here, isn't it? Unless I had believed. Oh, what God has done, dear friends, Father, Son, and Spirit, in covenant with his people, he gave his dearly beloved Son. I have given thee for a covenant of the people, Jesus, the mediator of the covenant, our salvation. And oh, here alone, dear friends, is something, a witness in our souls, which can never be removed. What Christ came and done for us as sinners, by being found in our room and place at Calvary, suffering in our room and place, all our sin, the evil of our hearts, our lives, all washed away in one precious Christ at Calvary. What a mercy. It wasn't what we deserved or merited or earned. It was free, sovereign, saving grace. And it was invincible grace that changed us and brought us to plead with him for mercy. Dear friends, is this thy trouble in thy soul, thy sins and iniquities? Has it brought thee to faint, dear friends, to tremble? When the Lord showed me my sins, dear friends, it was then that I understood the solemn truth of what I am by nature, but God's holiness and God's law, which must be kept. Every iota of it must be perfectly kept. And I, a sinner, how can it be? Jesus, his blood and righteousness, his perfect sacrifice and atonement for our sins at Calvary, and his obedience that wrought a robe of righteousness which can never be removed from us. And dear friends, I'd fainted unless I'd believed, unless my poor hope was fixed in Christ. There alone was my mercy. I had fainted unless I had believed in what God had done in Christ for sinners at Calvary. Dear friends, that is all my hope today, to bring me to heaven and to a life eternal with him. Nothing else can I lay hold upon. And friends, I know this, that it will bring me through all my troubles and trials here below. There is another thing that burdens, dear friends, day by day, and I don't know how you feel in respect of yourselves. But oh, sin. Oh, it continues to be an enemy in the soul. Word, thought and deed. Evil thoughts, evil surmisings, a body of death when I would do good, evil is present with me. And I feel it, that in me, it is in my flesh dwelleth no good thing, and the faintings within. And it is true, dear friends, I do not speak in the Lord's pulpit those things that I do not feel day by day. No, I have learned the truth of someone that said that when we've been brought to a saving knowledge of Christ and been blessed, yes, it was with a true repentance, but it will be a life repenting, confessing. And that has been true in respect of me. See the publican. I do believe I've said it before, a well-worn path, dear friends, that poor man walked out, smiting upon his breast. That was his trouble. That's where it lay. That's where his poor soul fainted within him. And yet this truth, unless I had believed. Why, dear friend, he would have had nowhere to flee to unless I had believed. But oh, if any man sin, John saith, we have an advocate Oh, dear friends, with the Lord, a propitiation for our sins, not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. And dear friends, any here, the burden of sin, Jesus is the way. Oh, it is the way to his cross, dear friends. There is no other place that can lift up that fainting soul of thine. The publican went to his house justified. He could lift up his head then, dear friends, but it was bowed down before. And that will be the case. I had fainted unless I had believed. Another thought. I thought, dear, of the Lord. You know, he has taken from us his ministers over the years, and some now laid aside, dear friends, unable to speak now. And we think of the word of the Lord in respect of that. The righteous perisheth, and no man layeth it to heart, and merciful men are taken away, none considering that the righteous is taken away from the evil to come. And you see, dear friends, it's the time of the year inviting ministers to preach the gospel. And there's so many extra vacant dates, dear friends, in the invitations. If there's any possibility that we can help. Some big gaps, dear friends, that ministers have left, that the Lord has taken them to himself. And I know where those twos and threes gather together, seeking a ministry, seeking the word, and the faintings and the prayers. We are poor, dear friends. But we can come to the Lord because of this truth. I had fainted unless I had believed. What can we look to? The Lord has bidden us to come to him. Pray the Lord of the harvest, that he would send laborers, raise up faithful men, send them into the harvest. Friends, he hasn't left us, dear friends, without a word. He hasn't left us without a promise. He hasn't left us, dear friends, that we're going to faint in respect of these things. We must plead his promises, pray the Lord of the harvest. And that is all of us. If we have a concern for the gospel and the ministry and the word preached, all of us, not just the deacons, dear friends, all of us that seek the Lord, let it be in our prayers that the Lord would come and be merciful to us. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. What is the goodness of the Lord? Moses asked the Lord, he said, show me thy glory. I will make all my goodness pass before thee. What is all the goodness of our God? Because Moses said, show me thy glory. It is the Lord Jesus Christ, his dearly beloved Son. And all the goodness, all the love, all the mercy, all the promises, all the favours, and friends, all his faithfulness. It is all the goodness of the Lord in the person of Jesus. Oh, just see, dear friends, the truth of this word. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. You know, this is God's goodness, the beauty of the Lord. See the beautifulness of the Lord at Calvary. See him by faith hung up and suffered there. Yes, it was our sins that put him there, and surely this is the goodness of the Lord, because it was done for sinners, the most unworthy that should have anything done for them. Yes, this is the goodness of the Lord, who spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. Oh, dear friends, this is the goodness of the Lord in the person of his dearly beloved son. He hath laid upon him the iniquity of us all. That is the goodness of the Lord. My dearly beloved son, he saith, but spared him not. Oh, can we understand this grace, dear friends, that came to sinners, the gift of his dearly beloved son? Oh, I do believe this is the truth, somewhat of the truth. I know that we can never fully expound, dear friends, upon these texts in the fullness of them. Not, dear friends, we know that the Spirit may lead us. Oh, but dear friends, the beautifulness of Christ upon the cross for sinners, and then all the goodness now which he has caused to pass before us in the way. Haven't we experienced his goodness? I had fainted unless I believed to see the goodness of the Lord. You know, I thought about it this morning, rising up and then beginning our day in prayer. I thought of the mercies of the Lord. David says in another place, oh, it's just here, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I understood again that his mercies are new every morning. Yes, we sometimes may reflect and look back at his mercies, but they're new every morning. It is a new day. A new day has opened up to us, dear friends, and we need the Lord again this day. We need him in all our path. We need him to come to us, to go before us in the way. How did the children of Israel manage to go forth through that vast wilderness? Why, it was the cloud by day and the fire by night. It was a type of the dear Lord Jesus, you see. And he's that one that goeth before us each and every day. It is he that has put a wall of fire round about us. It is he that has hedged us about, dear friends, in his love and his grace and his providence. Oh, this is his goodness and his mercy. I'd fainted unless I'd believed to see the goodness of the Lord. And we rise up every morning. We plead his mercies to us. We plead his goodness. We plead his promises. And we need our poor souls to rest upon them. Oh, we wouldn't come far, dear friends, unless we had the Lord to go before us and to lead us and to direct us. And then we read the scriptures of truth in the morning. And we pray that the Lord would bless a word to our souls to begin the day with. Oh, isn't that a truth? I read this morning of that poor man, and where the Lord came to him, been 38 years in that state and that condition, nobody to help him, and when the angel troubled the waters, there was none to let him in. But the mercy of Jesus, oh, he came to him, and he healed him and restored him. And dear friends, we have that merciful same Jesus to be our Jesus. And friends, to heal us day by day from the wounds of sin, from all our enemies, dear friends. We have that same Jesus today. And we plead his love. We plead his mercy. And he has been so good to us, better than what we deserve. We may know it in our experiences and in our path. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Today, dear friends, where this world, that's what it means, in the land of the living, but the family of God's grace do not live to this world. No, they've been called out of it, dear friends, and they live by faith upon Christ each and every day. The life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. No, this world holds nothing, dear friends, for a poor, sin-sick soul. There's nothing here to restore. There's nothing here to revive. Nothing here to bring life and peace to the soul. Only Jesus and his gospel. And that is what we want, dear friends, day by day. More felt nearness to Christ. This is God's goodness to his people. And then this truth, the beauty of the Lord in all those glorious offices and characters that he holds for us. Dear friends, there will be none here, whatever your case may be, where Jesus will be that one to be sufficient and one able to come to all your need. There is a fullness in him. Oh, dear friends, if thou art sick in thy soul, thou hast got a physician. And dear friends, if we seek the Lord in his word and pray for a word in season, we have a good prophet. And if we seek the Lord for his care and his keeping over us, we have a good shepherd, dear friends. And if we seek the Lord at the throne of grace, if we come to him with all our needs, we have an high priest who ever liveth to make intercession for us. And dear friends, I just close in this word, and I know I've closed in this word probably on one or two occasions before, but I do believe that it is a good word. We have a king to reign and to rule over us. And when poor Jacob, you know, what did Jacob say? All these things are against me. All these things are against me. Oh, his soul had fainted within him, one trouble on top of another. But oh, he was able to bear testimony to this truth. And Joseph said unto his father, beg your pardon, and he blessed Joseph and said, God, before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac did walk, the God which fed me all my life long unto this day. fed, of course, he had fed and nourished him spiritually. Dear friends, Christ was always set before the Old Testament saints, but that word fed means ruled and reigned over him. That's what it means. And we have a king, and he rules and reigns over his people. Oh, let us submit to him. He is our guardian to bring us through our course. We will never bring ourselves through. Let him rule. Let him reign over us and in our hearts by faith and his spirit, to cleave to him. Jacob did, and this was the end of his days, dear friends, and he had a hope of eternal life. Oh, well, this is the blessing I had fainted, unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen.
Willing, there'll be reading services next Lord's Day, and there'll be a prayer meeting for the nation on Monday evening with an address by Mr. Robert Field, and Mr. Izzard is expected to preach on Tuesday evening. Let us close with hymn 1091. How welcome to the soul oppressed in sorrow's veil by a raging thirst, scorched by the sun's meridian beam, is the sweet well of Bethlehem. 1091.
do pray. Own and bless that that has been attended to in thy name. Lord, may thy name have all the glory. Pardon everything that has been sinful and amiss with us. Take us to our homes in peace and safety. Be with us, Lord, in all our path. Help us to submit to all thy holy sovereign will. And all give unto us, we pray thee, as we faint in the way, so we might believe in thy finished work at Calvary. Now may thy grace, Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, fellowship and communion of God the Holy Spirit, rest and abide upon each one of us, now and for ever. Amen.